Ya, the great joy, it is this. I don't know, I can't explain. You are suffocating death. It's impossible to have joy at the time, but it is so in loving. You are suffocating yourself. You find yourself being suffocated, being cornered from outside because of a great deep love. And yet you have that feeling of warmth is there, that feeling of immense bliss is there. But it won't be you in peace. It won't allow you rest. Doesn't matter. So, Goodwill, please tell me. Why are you looking at the gadget there?
I wasn't.
I was just thinking. Yeah, I know.
No, I was listening and trying to. Sometimes when people talk, some people, only a few people I know, the ability of. Well, my father does. You do also very much. Sorry. Erich is, you are there. When you talk, I can visualize, I can see it, I can see it.
Says you mad woman, forget about God realization. What will you get by being God, by realizing God? You are already there. But the time that is there, in between your realizing what you really are and that you are not, is the time where you can express your love, your feeling. You see? So don't be mad trying to long for God realization, but become the dust of your feet. That's what he said. What is?
Oh, yesterday you were talking about the time, you know, not the effort so much as the time.
Yeah.
The time of what? What would that, you mean?
It is that preordained time, you see, when, it's the time which coincides with your feeling, having a feeling of being fed up with the world. It is not you who feels fed up. Apparently, we are here, but it is he who is the doer of deeds, the thinker of thoughts, the feeling of all the feelings within you. The one who is, he feels fed up. That moment when he begins to feel fed up with his own game is the time that draws you
to begin.
To begin. What is here? Then he has identified himself so much. You are being, you know, what you are. Then it's like a person who is possessed. We are all possessed people, outwardly. We are possessed by him. The way how you see him, it's like that. There is a time when he gets fed up with the game that he's playing. So then we turn. So Annie and myself and David and Bob will see. So it's nothing has happened to yourself. It's he who has begun to get feel fed up with the game that is played. That is time. That time. What else? Hurry up! Hurry up!
I can't think.
Think, think fast. Yeah.
How can we know of what we are? feeling or what they're, the actions that they're doing. Some tell us actually their rebuttal wants to do it or just on the
side. How can we tell that? What? Anything that is, when you try to analyze these things, whether it is as an outcome of our selfish intentions or motivations, or is it because it has been so preordained, or is it because Baba wants it to be so? If you begin to analyze that, so there's no end to it. It is said. Now don't quote me. But remember, I'm quoting Baba. But I want you not to quote me that Baba has quoted this. Because it is very misleading. But just take it. Always try to collect honey out of it. Anyway. Discard everything that is useless. So remember one thing Baba says, that although there is no such thing as negative thinking or positive thinking. In short, there is no such thing as having sin or having been virtue, or still further, or no such thing as sin or virtue. Yet, there is no such thing as that in the eye. No, yet it behooves mankind to always humbly ask for the forgiveness of the weakness to the Lord. Why? Because it is always humility that would bring you in the vicinity of the Lord. It's a vehicle that takes you there. It's the love that can reach him there. And the vehicle is humility. So, in order that you become humble, in order that you have a scope, or what do you call it, an excuse for humility. You have to accept that. That's why this heavy heart of having sinned is there. This is compassion that he has given, because that's the vehicle that can take you. No other things can take you. Your arrogance will never take you.
But all
your own callousness, your indifference, your being on your own will never take you. Only this humility is the vehicle that takes you there. The more humble you are, because it's the means of transport to me.
So that's why you have to feel that you sin?
Oh God, now this is... It's not that's why you have to feel that you have sinned. No, no. You always be humble. So when humankind cannot be humble, it's not the nature of the ego to be humble. Ego asserts itself, I am. Ego means I am. You follow? Ego in Latin means what I. That's the word. That's the Latin word. I think that is, huh? Yeah. Ego is pronounced ego. It's Latin, for I. So when I begins to assert, how can there be any humbleness in that? So what? That doesn't mean that you should say that you are a sinner and you are this. No, sorry, be humble. Why do you want to be a sinner? But then, through his compassion, he has given this little heaviness in our heart, that conscience, you see, that makes us feel that, well, we are weak, we are earned, we have been thinking negatively, it's not good. Even his and that is his compassion that even makes us think that way, feel that way. But when we are bereft of his compassion, we do anything and we don't feel anything. Well, it's his compassion that leads us to these things. Yes, we call it amongst Indians here in our spiritual world, we call it his nazar. He has an eye on us, just as an elderly in the house, he has an eye on the children playing. So when his eye is there, when he, what do you call, what's the phrase in English for that? Having an eye on
us.
Keeps an eye on us. Yeah, that's right. You have that same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have also. His nazar is on us. So then, although we are playing, we are going astray, but he allows us to go that far and no more. You see that? That's how it is. Then he thinks that. It's like that. So, how can you say that whatever you have been doing, your being or his being, it's always his being. You are not. He is. But then he is. To accept all. So all the positive, all the strength, and all the weakness to dedicate to him. That is the right thing you can do in his presence. You can keep it sometimes.
Give it all.
All dedicated to him. It's yours. My strength and my weakness, you can keep assert yourself that way. Okay? So, my strength, it's my weakness. In the beginning it is like that. Then somebody comes running, caring. So then gradually, whatever weakness is and whatever is strength, it's all yours. Your mind and weakness is made up. You know the story of the great? A great story. A very famous story. Kenny, what made you run so far? Mm-hmm. Shelter yourself.
Can I take the bus?
You took the bus or you walked the distance?
I came in a rickshaw.
In a rickshaw?
You know that great story that will give you a good answer to this? It's one of the most famous stories of Jalaluddin Rumi. Jalaluddin Rumi. Rumi, our jail son. Yeah. So, Jalaluddin said that once it so happened that there was a huge mountain of salt on the shore, the ocean. And once in a while, naturally the waves of the ocean, you know how they are, just strike against the mountain. Sometimes the sea is pure, sometimes it's frightening, sometimes huge tidal waves come. But the rock, this whole mountain of salt is there. And every time it would be asserted, whenever there is fury in the ocean, the mountain of salt is there. Here I stand. Mountain of salt. The ocean again in its fury, you see. Are you still there? So mountain says, here I stand. A mountain of ocean. Eons pass by. There's no end to that time. And gradually that mountain became a hill of salt. And then very faint voice comes in reply to the ocean. Are you still there? Says, I am the mountain of stone. That assertion becomes fainter, fainter, fainter. Till one day there was no mountain at all. So, I am here as the mountain of stone disappears. When the ocean asked, it reverberated, are you there? So, he did assert. The mountain did assert, and he said, yes, I am everywhere. So it got mingled, merged with you. So when you become nothing, when you become the least, then you are the greatest, you are everywhere.
That would be the dust of the feet.
The dust of the feet. As long as you assert, you have your identity, you have that rockiness of the mountainness of yourself, but of what use is it going to be? Fade out. Why not accelerate the process and fade out? Become the dust of the street immediately. That is where, this is where surrender takes its place. Surrender takes its importance now and here. So that accelerates the process. That's why I said, humility is important. Humble. You have to become humble. Not that I am a sinner, or not that you continue to commit sin so that you can be
a feel humble.
Not bad. There's no such thing as committing. Even if you want to, you won't be able to commit. Suppose if there is anything like sin, which is now in the world of illusion, you know that this is negative, this is positive, this is not the right, this is the right thing. You know that, isn't it? All right. Suppose if you take it for granted that it is so, and we take it, we have lived, tradition says so. And if you want to commit it, you won't be able to do it. If you want to do anything positive, you won't be able to do it. Because it is so preordained, you see that way. anything that happens, first of all, Baba says nothing happens. Nothing has ever happened, nothing will ever happen. He says that. He assured us. So many times he has assured us. If ever anything happens, it happens because I did it.
It happened.
Yeah?
Are you done?
That is what he said.
If it, then it's done with his will, but then the avatar comes to change a plan, then there's... It's his will to change.
But then fundamentally, what caused this plan? What is it? What did it start, huh? No, in game, as I say, inside the new, he gave us that example himself. Why all this around my neck? It's just because of... He says, suppose if you were the Lord over this earth, just a simple earth, you see, there's not even a speck, you see, in my creation. Suppose if you were the Lord over it, and all the treasure belonged to you, everything was there on your earth. For you, for, it's yours, and there's none there to be shared with. How would you feel? Would you enjoy your life on earth? Would you ever feel happy about the whole thing? You wouldn't know. It's nothing to you. It's no use to you. All that that belongs to you. Is it of any use to you?
No.
What does your logic say? What does your power of thinking say? It leaves you just still stagnation. Nothing. As if it's equal to having nothing. But then, suppose if there are some other forces to be shared with, or to be protected from, then the value rises automatically. So it is like that. So this is his game. So time and again he comes, you see, he tells the same truth, but then he protects it, he wipes it out, he protects it again, he wipes it out, he tries to contain it, he tries to create it, he tries to dissolve it. It's just his game. That's the main thing why he tells us, don't worry, be happy, is just this. Why do you get yourself attached and involved? It's my game. You don't really keep away from it. You are not there. You are not. All that is he. Been to Mehrabad, Ken? You had been to Mehrabad this morning?
Yeah. Start your lunch now.
Go ahead.
Too much meat, food.
Will there be anybody to duty?
But in America, they don't prepare it as well as in India. Me here.
You don't have the 90. Your makeup is such that it's not carnivorous. You are.
How are your aim?
What have you brought?
Huh? You might not like the
taste. I know, it might be super. Yeah.
Cucumber and lime juice.
Who made it?
It's good with yogurt, too.
Mixing taste.
But just this.
It's a
you didn't
unusual.
Bring anything else?
Well, I had a candy bar.
That was for breakfast.
Nothing.
I have my things.
Nothing.
Oh, I have.
I'm
trying to get my shoe.
Then at the same time, the greatest blessing that he has given us, we have been blessed with this little reality that we could obey him, we could love him, we could carry out whatever he wanted us to do. That's how he continued to keep us close to him. So, when a person lives that life, you see, in his presence, everything, including the veritable God, presence is nothing to it. So where is the pain having in this world? Well, that is the approach of the monthly in presence of the God-man.
They exist yet for the monthly, yet no importance.
They exist just as this world exists, just as this approach road exists for everybody. Whether there is everybody walking past here, pain is nothing like that in approach.
So no matter who's walking through
who
it,
who is walking through
it,
or the, it is when you experience it means what? When you pay attention to it. But if your attention is directed towards him, or you are wholly for him, what matters these things that are there? You see, that are posted over there, or they grow naturally.
You don't stop to read the
road. You don't, nothing of the sort. Yeah, they are there. Whether there is any wayfarer traversing over them or through them, they continue to be there. It's a landmark of illusion. It's like, get the perspective now. They exist there, they are there in their non-existent sense. Yeah, I have to use these words, you see. Otherwise, this will carry a different meaning. They exist there in their non-existence. Irrespective of whether any wayfarers travels in there or not, or passing there, or experiencing, they are there. Whosoever waits there, tarries there, has sojourn over there, then he experiences those pains. Half of the road, quarter of the road, first half of the road, the first furlong of the road. Divide that approach road, you see, in any number of sections, and call them one plane, or one tenth of the first plane, or one hundredth of the first plane, and so forth. It is like that. Baba has given us just the milestones, the seven things. These are the seven milestones, or the seven roots, whatever they are. What do you call that? Not roots. Seven milestones is all right. But there are no things. As I told you, if your attention is on Baba, will you pay any attention here? Huh? This is the path that leads to you. These are the planes that lead to now. Will you pay any attention to him? When your attention is all focused on him, you are going to him, you see. You even tread over these paths and planes. Who cares? You even tread over all the creatures that he has created on the path. Nothing, it's all you. That reality, when it shines forth there in your consciousness, well, you are just withdrawn there. Path melts under your feet. The path even lags behind the plane behind you. So that's why the force of love is so great. It carries you there. Humility and love. Humility can make you, love can make you weak. Humility will carry you. What is it? Nothing more. Mandali and the plane. For Mandali, planes don't exist. This way they don't exist. Planes are there. Mandali are there. For Mandali also planes exist. There is nothing there. They are
totally ignored.
Yeah, totally. They are no. Even the veritable God were to stand by the side of Baba, they will be planes. You see, who will pay? Yes, very good. How do you do, Mr. God? Good. We are very happy. The attitude of the mind is bad.
Okay.
great of God who has to stand by the side of God. And one is serving God. So, well, Baba said, here we go. So we just bow our head, very happy. And we pay attention to what Baba said.
Go ahead.
And go ahead. So what? God is there, so what? That is the attitude of the Mandali. If Mandali is Mandali, of all Mandalis,
because Mandali
is the one that obeys and loves Baba. Who is the Mandali who has been blessed to live close to him? The footstool is blessed to live close to him. An ass is made blessed to live close to him. Ass, Baba is sat on the ass. Have you seen the picture of Baba there? Yeah. A dog is there. So these are the Mandali members. If Mandali means that, the close, who have been blessed to live close, no. And who obey and love as he should be obeyed and he should be loved. Then only is Mandali. And that obedience and that love is also from him. Otherwise it's impossible. It's like living in fire, you see all the time. How can human beings live in fire, you see all the time? Only something is there that is done to human beings. You see, are caged with something. Then they can live. His grace cages them. And because he has need for them, he has some use for them. You see, that's how it is. So then, two of those Mandali, you see, because they are so dedicated there, you see. So these planes and paths don't even exist for them. They don't care. They're literally, figuratively, they are there in their own way, but to them they don't appear. They have no significance whatsoever, as if they are not there. Don't hesitate. Go ahead.
There's rumors of Baba talking about, there's the other world, and the other earth world, and then 18,000 or something.
Yes, 18,000 inhabited worlds. Yeah.
But that we don't have contact with and will
be. Yes, will be. Why not? Will not be. We are in contact with that world, those worlds. Otherwise, how will there be this transmigration taking place? Baba himself said that. At the time of the advent, you see, there is overpopulation and all that, because what happens, those souls that are ripe for a little spiritual push, you see, they are eager there. So they are pulled by the advent, the avataric force, the force of the advent, you see. They incarnate here on the earth. So unless and until there's a contact, how is it possible? There is a contact.
And so they incarnate during the periods of the physical.
Because no amount of Baba sitting here, even to us now, I tell you, I confess to you, that no amount of his having given importance to this event has penetrated into these blockheads. Only it comes very, very, very late and later and later and later stages of the importance of his event. At the time when he tells us. Yeah, at the time he tells us. This is bound duty to tell us. Because we are ignoramus people, you see. He has to bring home to us the fact and the truth. He tells us. The blockheads, you see, doesn't penetrate. They accept, they are very exuberant with the thought. That's all. It crystallizes into just a very exuberant thought, you see. How blessed we are, how fortunate we are. But the import of it is not felt. Never experienced. Even now at this stage, I can say that I experience it much more than what you experience. I can say that, frankly, honestly. But then I should experience it to such a degree that I am unable to even utter the very thoughts, you see. It is so something, so tremendous a thing that happens, you see, in illusion. Reality, descent of reality into illusion is so great a thing, so great an event. Of the utmost importance, I should say, in creation. But it just passes by.
But at the time, sometimes in your thoughts, you would think, what is happening? How fantastic this is. You would think that sometimes.
It is just that.
That this is
Jesus. It is not crystallized, you see. It is just a passing thought, passing exuberance, not even a real serious thought. It's a passing exuberance. How can I say it in English or in any language? It's a little good feeling. But that import of it, the importance, the seriousness of it, is never felt, is never experienced. But very gradually one does experience, but at a very, very later stage, when there's time for another event. When it's almost time for the next advent. And by the time that fellow begins to, or that soul, conscious soul, begins to have the serious feelings of it, he just merges in that, you see. So there's no scope for his sharing that thing with the world, you see. It's like that.
No, but, you know, you thought so much about Jesus and this. You must have had thoughts.
Yes,
you know, you knew the historical thing. Look at what you say, these things. Baba would throw out things you'd write down.
Yeah.
And you knew the importance of the whole.
But I tell you what I'm saying is the seriousness of it. That importance has what? It's so beautiful. It's so catchy. You see? Other than what is it?
But he is the God.
But he is the God. So what? It again boils down to that. If he is the Godman, if one were to take him seriously, one would just burst, you see, into nothingness. And that's what I'm driving at. It's not that, you see, just, yes, you are that, I recognize you. Yes. What yes? When you realize reality, this illusion must shatter itself, you see, and be nothing. You follow what I'm saying? That seriousness I'm saying. And that dawns upon one or crystallizes at a very, very late stage. It goes on.
Late stage for?
After the advent.
For humanity.
Yeah, for humanity in general. So what did you say when we started?
Other worlds.
The different worlds.
More beautiful world. Why they come? Yeah. So why is it that they? It is because of the great impact that is there. You see, so they are, the force of it draws them. That is the affinity there.
So in between there should be a. They stay here then.
They incarnate here. Then they become permanent residents. You see, of this orbit. Of the celestial, or you may call it, of this solar system, in our scientific term.
And then also, I heard that people ask questions to Baba about flying saucers.
Yes.
What was his reply?
Well, in my hearing, he has not divulged anything of the sort, worth mentioning, except, well, everything is possible.
Yeah. So yes,
everything, don't scoff or just ridicule those people who think that they are not hallucinated. They are the experiences. You see, they see it actually. So it is so. When they see it, just as you have a meteorite flashing past by you, it's not just anybody's hallucination. It is there. Yeah. But in what form, how it happened, what it is to be explored by human beings. He has not divulged that. But it is. It's not to be ridiculed. It's not to be scoffed at.
I heard something like the Earth has not been totally explored or something like that.
Of course, Earth has not been totally explored. Baba says that apart. Baba says, what do you get, you see, by going there in space? First of all, you have not even explored your very Earth, where you live, where you are born, where you incarnate, you see. This itself is such a great treasure. It's a unique platform here, which it has not been yet explored. Apart from that, just not one Earth.
What kind of exploring?
Innumerable times Earth has taken shape. It's like innumerable times. It's not this Earth. This Earth dies, another baby Earth is born, a baby Earth grows into its adulthood, you see, and then becomes old and dies. So innumerable times. Same means what? Earth means what? Same environment, same setup,
but
same stage.
Also in the same spot, isn't it?
No. No, in space there is no such thing as any spot or anything. It's all hurtling, it's all expanding. That's the thing, you see.
What is it with the own point?
What should I say now? Where is that thing printed? What is space? What is time? Beautiful Baba is doing succinctly in one half sentence. Where is that?
Explored.
Yes, it's beautiful, you see. Just half a sentence only. What is space? What is time? Have you read that? Babuji. Come on, dig out from your memory.
I
would dig out from your memory.
I would dig out from your memory.
Are you talking about when...
There is a long list of definitions that he has given. Just little definitions. He was in a mood to give definitions. Mm. What is God's nature? What is knowledge? What is bliss? And all that, you see. So he just gives definitions. Glossary. Illusion, reality, Maya, and all this. You see? It's like that. What is space? What's time? So he has given. How can I... I don't remember. But it has something to do with imagination. The time that imagination begins, and the time the imagination ends, is space. Something, some such thing is like that.
So then what's the significance like the Om point, or whatever?
Om point?
Or the, you know, the point of the center of the universe? Or?
It is not the center of the universe. It's not the center. There's no such thing as universe.
There can be no center.
No such thing as center. Center of the universe, you remind me of a story, you see. That there's somebody who asked, you see, where's the center of the universe? That you'll be killed. Some very intelligent person was interrogated by the emperor, you see. And he was, by the way, he was the prime minister of the emperor. And the emperor put this question to him. Got a whim. Emperors, you know, sometimes they have whim. Only emperors and God only get such whim. So he had a whim, you see, to call his prime minister and says, I want to know where the center of the creation is. Or, no, he said center of the world is. So he says, sir, please give me some time. So he says, well, you shouldn't have much time, so you should be ready with the answer. So he says, still takes time for me to calculate it. So he just took some little time, you see, and then reported to him after a couple of hours. And at the time when the king had changed, the emperor changed place and he was standing somewhere, so he comes to him and bowed down to him. You had asked me to find out the center of this earth. Yes, did you find out? Says, how fortunate it is. How blessed is this earth. At this moment when I am disclosing the fact, it's exactly under your left heel. It's like that. You see? Such is the talk that we have, you see, about Om point and all that. Now for the king to ascertain that, go and find out if you want. That will take a generation, you see. By that time the prime minister would be dead and the emperor would be dead, you see. Measure this. It's like that. So there's no such thing as Om point being the same. Why is it? You may call it figuratively. There's no such thing as Om point as such. You see, it is figuratively. It is true. It is the source of this creation. It's like that. That is known as the Om point. Baba puts it as the Om point. Nobody has done it as Om point or anything. So why is he called the Om point? Once he asked me, why do you find all the celestial bodies, you see, roundish? So he said that because it whirls. Whirling gives that round spherical shape, you know. So Baba says, apart from that, you see, because they all come out of the Om point. That's what he said also. Anything that comes out of a point, it's bound to take that figure, the shape of a sphere, a roundish shape. It's like that. So, Om point is the point where the beginning has been made. A beginningless beginning has been made. It began. Is there a point? There's no such point. But the beginningless that time, that situation, that setting where the beginningless beginning had its initiation, you may call it, that's the point. That's the point from where we begin now. We say in our stories, while colloquially we say, well, let's begin at a certain point, you see. Is there a point? You have an idea there, a point there, a hole there when you begin? Yeah. When you say, so what is it? What do you call it in English? How will you express that? That situation?
Figuratively.
Figuratively. Mm-hmm. Let's begin at this point. There's a point? Is there a point there? No. So now, how to begin that which has never begun? Let's begin at the home point, you see. That home point is at the source of the creation. What is it that brought about this creation? Because of the whim, because of the whim, the urge was there to know who he is. And through that urge, this whole thing, wanting to know who he is, he had all of this huge doubt of him that was making to him. Do you mean to say that there was a whole doubt there in God if you take it to it? But it's figurative, it's projected. It's all an imagination. If anything projects out of you, is it projecting out of this nostril or is that when you imagine things? Well, from where does it come out? It just comes out, doesn't it? You want to imagine certain things, it just arcs, it grows. It's this, but what happens, the difference between it and between your primal growth, you see, and primal outburst, and yours is also primal now, if you wish to just create something, but it won't create. The difference is that which began the creation was because of it was out of something which was existing itself. What is God? Is God out of what it all came out? Out of what was imagined? Who imagined? What imagined? It was existence, infinite and eternal, that imagined. So when the existence imagined, it carried the stamp of existence. Anything that was brought out, it began to exist there, you see. With you, nothing happened. With me, nothing happened.
Baba did speak of a physical plane, didn't he? Like with
home point? Home point?
Yeah.
No. So what happened is, oh, it's not that, brother.
Good. Then clear.
Yeah, it is not that. It's not that. The thing is, it has been all confused because of a certain idiotic idea that one got, you see, by name one Mr. Kain, which I don't know. It's second-hand information because those who heard it, they told me what had happened. Is. We were there. So one day, there was a player, one Mr. Kain by name was the household controller of the President of India. And he was close disciple of Baba. He was a follower of Baba. I don't know his whereabouts now. He and his family, I don't know where they are. So years ago, when Baba used to visit Delhi, sometimes he would stay in the house of this family. So they naturally had kept a room reserved for him. So when Baba would not be there, what would they do? Baba being the source of all life, source of knowledge, it is represented figuratively, symbolically, by always having a lamp. So they used to go on a lamp. You follow now?
Mm-hmm.
So, at the spot where Baba would sleep, they had burnt a lamp one day. It so happened, the cat or the mouse or whatever who was instrumental in creating this home point on earth, you know, toppled that glass of oil, full of oil. You know, we have lamp, not the electric lamp. You have the wick lamp, in which a glass, pure crystal glass is there, in which you have a wick stuck into clarified butter or ghee or oils that glow the whole night. So one night it so happened that some creature turned the glass down and oil spread all over. The shape of the oil that spread, you see, created the shape which is known as the letter Om. There's a letter in Sanskrit by name Om. You know that letter?
Three-shaped
like this. So, this man, being a Brahmin himself, you see, was fascinated with this. And that's how he brings his wife in the morning. He says, what is this? This very fact shows that the whole point here is on earth. That's how this man told that Irwin Luck, you see, and he collected all this information on the table. And that's why those people who hear such things, they just give us a headache over here. As Baba said, such a thing that the home point is on earth here.
He didn't bring that to Baba, tell Baba.
Nothing of the sort. We came to hear later on now, you see, with this Irwin Lux tape, somebody heard it and brought the news to us. That's why I said in the very beginning, I haven't heard it personally from him, but that's how it is in the tape, as heard by somebody.
So Baba never mentioned.
Of course not. How can he mention? He has mentioned everything, whatever he wanted to mention, whatever little he has mentioned in God's speech, he has mentioned about the own point. What is it? Come on.
this shouldn't, what do you call it?
And whether it is someone here or not, it doesn't matter to me.
Yes, to me or to you, but to that family it was something great, you know, and something happened, and those, the others who hear this, they are fascinated by this. Little do they realize the import of what they are hearing. What is it? What do you mean by all those sort of things?
You know, though, I've heard that when asked about why avatars, saints, are in India, Bob had given an explanation that India was closest to the home point. And when someone asked him what that meant, he said, well, when the creation first began, the scenery around here was most like that. And so they feel more at home.
No.
The scenery in India was most like at the beginning of
how do you
creation.
Say the scenery was the same? You know what happened in India? This place, you see, was under the sea. And how many times it was under the sea, and it has come out of the sea, and under the sea, and out of the sea, where the scenery is going to be there?
So,
what scenery? Which scenery?
As you said, India was closest to you.
No, it so happened is that this little episode transpired over here, this very place. I think I told last week also. Baba was seated there, and Francis was seated here. Here. I was here, all Mandali here, and all. Baba got a whim.